Today's topic is ascension. Maybe it feels like we are getting ahead of ourselves, but I would like to prepare you for something that will happen at some point in the future. With or without a trigger, you will fall back into habits and previous behaviors. Maybe it happens on a day when you feel bored or alone, and you decide to just change back one of the steps you took during or after this course. You may reinstall an app, or decide to no longer log out, or you befriend or refriend people that just don't make you feel so good. Maybe you will be enjoying it for a while, but it's not unlikely that you not revert back to just one of your old habits, but all of a sudden find yourself to have completely reverted to your old social media behavior. Almost as if you have not followed this course, including all the intense work that you have done during the past 10 days by yourself. And this may make you feel disappointed in yourself, even angry. You may want to run from these feelings and pick up your phone as a distraction. You feel like giving up. Now, do you think that I, as your teacher in this course, will be disappointed or angry with you? Do you think I would feel that this journey that we have been on has been a waste of energy and time? I think you know the answer. Absolutely not. I actually expect a relapse. From you, from myself, and from everyone else. I'm a morning person, and every day around late afternoon I get tired and lazy, and I notice I keep reaching for my phone. But why? I'm going in the same loop. Just checking the things that I have checked only minutes ago. I do not want this, but it may still happen. And every day I try new strategies to stop myself. And sometimes I allow myself to. Let's go back to day one for a moment. Social media are designed to keep seducing you. They are designed to make you forget everything you have learned and all the hard work you have done during this course, because they need your attention. But we don't have to go along with that. We may prefer to prevent relapses, and you can prepare yourself by making a detailed, feasible plan working on things that are important to you. And prevent yourself from falling into the trap of trying to change too many things all at the same time. Too much and too fast is a recipe for permanent relapse. And even when you have a fitting plan that you have consciously designed with achievable stepwise changes, even then, chances are that one day things work out differently. So here are a couple of suggestions of what to do when the day comes. And as always, you have choices to make. First, allowing. First of all, I would be happy for you to allow those bad days. Not because you have gone wrong anyway. Like a person who is dieting, may do after eating a big piece of chocolate cake, then feeling the day is lost anyway and deciding to have dinner with pizza, hamburgers, fries, milkshakes and ice cream. No, you may release the reins for a moment because you really are enjoying this. In other words, you make a conscious choice to have a bad day and enjoy it. I would prefer that you have such a day, say, once a week, enabling you to have 6 days with limited social media use, instead of you trying to be super strict for 3 weeks without a break, and then realizing you hate this and completely reverting back to your old behavior. You were not happy with this old behavior either, but at least it doesn't require as much effort. Choose to be unmindful for a day. Analyzing. The second response when you notice referral to old habits is to use mindfulness. What is happening here? Taking that step back and observing your behavior, but especially what triggered it. Input from outside, certain thoughts, or were you in a particular mood? Engaging in such an analysis in itself withdraws your attention from your automatic behavior. In addition, it may result in some insights. After this analysis, you may still choose to go for option one and enjoy unlimited use for the day. You can use your insights tomorrow to prevent another relapse. Maybe you can make adjustments in your social or physical environment. Number 3, distracting. The third option is to distract yourself, to do an activity you love or call a friend to catch up. Remove yourself from the situation where you are being tempted. And number four, opposing. The final response is being a rebel. Bring to mind what you know about social media, how they try to play you, and use that as a motivator. Although getting sucked back in is easy, you always have a choice not to engage. It may give you a boost to think, I see what you're trying to do, you social media, but ha, not today. Remember this acronym, ADO, which in Indonesian language means as much as ouch or ha, what just happened? Relapse may lead to emotions such as embarrassment, anger, anxiety, feelings of failure. Accept those and use them as a motivator to keep going. Obviously, you can return to this course at any time. Here are some final words. Start where you see an opportunity. Do what you can. And don't forget to enjoy the process. And don't forget to communicate to others. Expect relapses. And find a light-hearted manner to meet those two. You got this. Take your time and take good care. Thank you for joining me in this course. Namaste.